Chicago's very own Joe Mantegna once again is headlining the 2026 Memorial Day concert along with Gary Sinise. Both are longtime supporters of veterans' causes and our troops in active service. This annual event brings the country together and pays tribute to the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform. The concert that aired live last night can now be seen on YouTube and on PBS.org. And the show includes the 250th anniversary of America with a salute to the citizen soldiers and militiamen of the 13 colonies, the 25th anniversary of September 11th, the 85th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, a Vietnam War veterans tribute, and Gold Star families tribute as well. And to talk about it all is Chicago's own Joe Mantegna. Joe, how are you, my friend?
Very good. Thank you very much.
You know, I know you're talking to a lot of stations around the country about this, but this is WGN. This is your hometown station right here.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God, sure. I watch millions of Cub games on that station.
Absolutely. Oh, we're going to get to the Cubs, too. But, I wanted to talk to you about the fact that this concert, very specifically, is an American tradition, isn't it, Joe?
It absolutely is. It's certainly become an American tradition for me. I mean, I first got involved with this in 2002 and been doing it ever since. Just missed one. I actually had to miss last year, but it's my 25 years with this concert, and it's the best possible way of knowing what Memorial Day is all about, because it did that for me. I mean, Memorial Day is, you set aside this holiday, and if you watch the concert, you just carve out 90 minutes of your holiday weekend, watch the concert, and you'll come away with, as I did, wow, this is why we have Memorial Day, and that's why Memorial Day is so important, to the point where I think it's our most important holiday, because it allows us to have all the other holidays. When you watch the concert, you'll understand that.
Absolutely.
It moved me so much after the first time I did it. That's why I've been coming back ever since.
And you've got some really big names on stage, Noah Wyle, Annie Grammer, Mary McCormick, Alan Jackson. Talk a little bit about the star power that comes out for this great event this year.
Well, it's always the case. You know, it's run the gamut. Every year, it's always a different group of people. They get it. They come out and they give up their holiday weekend to do something which is of such great import. And the ones that do it, I can't tell you how often they'll come up to me afterwards and say, especially if they've done it for the first time, they say, oh my God, if ever you want me to come back and do this again, you know, I'm there. It is that it's that moving and that life-changing in so many ways. And that's all I can say. I would just say, like I say, go ahead, have your barbecue, go ahead, watch Indianapolis 500, do those things that you do on the Memorial Day. Take 90 minutes, watch this show, and you'll have a total understanding of why this holiday is so important. And you'll be glad you did that. That's how it did it for me.
Yeah, I know. We have to really remember what this holiday is all about. You know, again, it's first summer long weekend, as you say, and Indianapolis 500 and so forth. But there's a purpose to Memorial Day. There's a purpose to Veterans Day, too. People sometimes get those confused. But Memorial Day are those who lost their lives in service to keep us free, right?
Exactly. I mean, the ultimate price has been paid. Freedom is not free. And many of us have had to pay a much more greater price than others. And there are cemeteries all across this planet where you have American men and women, you know, residing in their final resting place. And they're there not because they wanted to be there, but because they felt they had to be there to help sustain this great country that, you know, carved out for ourselves over 200 years ago. And we're the new kids on the block. We're a young country. We've got civilizations on this planet that are thousands of years old.
True. Yeah.
We're like a little blip on the radar. So it doesn't come easy. It doesn't come free. So let's set aside that day and pay some respect to those allowed us to do that.
Well, let's talk about some of the features in the concert, because there's always plenty of them throughout those 90 minutes. And the biggest one, of course, is the 250th anniversary of America. And you're doing it with a salute to citizen soldiers and militiamen of the 13 colonies. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, as always, it's going to be pretty spectacular. I mean, you're going to have musical acts that will contribute toward understanding this. There'll be dramatic readings. There'll be all kinds of visuals. That 90 minutes is just jam-packed with every single moment has a certain kind of significance that's going to be apropos to what the concert's about. And this one in particular, because we're talking about 250 years of the country, 85th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, 25th anniversary of what happened at 9/11. You got special tribute to our Vietnam War veterans, salute to Gold Star families. You got all this wonderful talent, you know, with Noah Wiley to my friend Jonathan Banks, Alan Jackson, Mickey Guyton, Andy Gammer, Mary McCormick. Of course, my dear friend Gary Sinise and I will be co-hosting as usual. It's the most important thing I do every year, and I'm just proud to be a part.
How and when did you first get involved, Joe, with the veteran community and these amazing events?
Well, in particular, this one was due to the fact of my dear friend Charles Durning, the great actor Charles Durning, who was a lot of people didn't know was a Silver Star recipient. It was part of the D-Day invasion.
Wow!
And I went to Charlie numerous times, and sometimes he'd be in the makeup trailer and he'd taken off his T-shirt. And he had bayonet scars in his neck where he had involved in hand-to-hand combat during World War II. So he got me involved with that first concert back in 2002. And God bless him for having done that, because from that point on, I realized, oh, my God, this is something special. And this is, go ahead, watch the episode. Okay, have your barbecues, do all those things. Check out this concert, and you'll understand the sacrifices that men and women have made throughout our history will allow us to have the freedoms to do that. And this transcends politics, everything else. This is just about the United States of America, what we're trying to do in the country here. For the last 250 years, and God willing, for at least that many more, if not thousands more, as other civilizations have done on this planet.
Absolutely. We're talking to Chicago's own Joe Mantegna, and there's more with Joe right after this on 720 WGN. All right, Chicago's very own Joe Mantegna is with us on this Memorial Day. The Memorial Day concert is streaming now at pbs.org. So before I jump into anything else, I want to talk about the Cubs, our Cubbies.
Look, I've been a Cub fan all my life. I mean, I embrace all the Chicago teams, of course. But as a kid, my dad would bring me to Wrigley Field, and that was it. That was that. So I mean, but I was around for '69. We thought that was going to be the one too. That didn't quite happen.
Right.
And then 84. That kind of we thought that was going to happen. That didn't quite happen. We finally got some satisfaction, as we all did. With the team. But now we're going. We don't want another. Let's put it this way. We don't want another 108 years to go by before we do that again. But it's been great.
Yeah, we're top of the National League right now.
I hear the Pope's a Sox fan, but hopefully he's going to give us a little love too.
I would hope so. He seems like a bipartisan man, so I'm hoping we get.
Yeah, absolutely. I would think he would be.
I always think about. If I ever make the opportunity to get to Rome and meet him, I'm going to give him one of those Ray Rayner hats where he would have the Sox on one side and report on the Sox, and then he'd flip it around and be Cubs on the other side. I think that's what the Pope needs.
Oh, absolutely. I have a feeling the Pope would be an equal opportunity fan. I have high hopes for him. So he's an incredible individual. Absolutely.
And, this is almost 50 years ago. You did the bleacher bums. I mean, talk about Cubs and just being a Cubs fan. You went all in.
Yeah, that was an idea I had. I used to sit up in the bleachers at Wrigley Field, and I think to myself, I'd look around me and I'd say, this is much entertainment going on up in here as it's going out on the field, especially in those years. And that was the genesis of the bleacher bums. I'm glad that came to fruition, and we've had a lot of success with doing that show over the around 70s was that first production, and it's been a wonderful ride. But it's great. Look, that's my hometown. I mean, Chicago's will always be a hometown, and my wife had a restaurant here in California called Taste Chicago for 16 years.
Yep.
So you never lose that. When I open my mouth, nobody thinks I'm from anywhere but Chicago. Nobody confuses me as being like a Swedish sea captain or something. They hear that accent, they know it's me.
Absolutely. Well, here's the other thing, too. Talking about Chicago, you played bass in this local band called The Missing Links, which became the legendary rock band Chicago.
Well, no, I didn't play with the Missing Links. My band was called the Apocryphals, but we played alongside the group called the Missing Links.
Mm.
And that's what it was. We played the Kentucky State Fair that one year. And what happened is they became Chicago Transit Authority and ultimately became Chicago. So, yes, they've been friends of mine ever since they were Chicago. In fact, I'm still very close to them to this day. I mean, and so we started I segued into acting because I think I realized our band just didn't have the potential to play in Chicago.
Okay.
I presented them with their Lifetime Grammy Award. In fact, I was honored that they allowed me to do that. And I narrated a film about their life called The Last Band on Stage, a documentary that they did on them. So anyway, yeah, I'm proud to have that association with my favorite rock and roll band.
Of course, of course. And then the gift that keeps on giving, Criminal Minds Evolution, season 19, third season of the revival on Paramount Plus. It's Thursday the 28th.
I go back there this afternoon. Yeah, it's our 20th season. I go back actually later this afternoon, starting our first day back today. And I'm very proud of that and happy for that. It's a very popular show around the country and around the world, actually. And our international audience, I think, is as strong as it is here. And so that's been a real blessing.
Which is amazing, too, because, I mean, you know this, too. I mean, the TV industry, especially now these days, it's a little more fragmented. You know, you back in the day when you had three channels and they're producing 25 to 30 episodes a season, so different, and there's so much to watch. But this show has legs. It has a long-time audience built in, and why not? As I said, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't know what the magic is, but I'm glad it's there, and I'm glad to be a part of it. Absolutely.
When are you coming to Chicago next, Joe? When's your next trip out here?
Yeah, you know, I never quite know. I mean, sometimes after I do the Memorial Day concert, I try to stop in Chicago, and I'll often throw out the first pitch for the Cubs. I've probably done that about 15 times over my life. I can't do it this year because of my Criminal Minds schedule, because I'm going to have to whip into Washington, D.C., do the concert that weekend and fly right back to Los Angeles to resume, you know, filming my day job. But I'll get there. I still got a lot of family there. My wife's from there. You know, there's no getting Chicago out of us. We're Chicago. You know, my wife and I have been married over 50 years. So there's a lot of Chicago history in my family. So that will continue on, and the hometown will be seeing me again.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to hear. All right, the National Memorial Day concert is streaming now at pbs.org. Joe, always a pleasure, and thanks for doing what you do every year to honor our fallen and our veterans.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.